This morning, a man is allowed back at the Central Library in Virginia Beach, even after what he's accused of doing yesterday. And there's a big argument over whether or not this is okay. 13 News says that yesterday afternoon, the staff at the Central Library kicked this guy out after two separate parents, reported that the guy was looking at naked pictures on his phone in the children's area of the library. They also claimed he was taking pictures of children in there. Now, kids in the children's department are the one who told their parents that they saw the pictures and they saw the man walking in and out of the children's area for a period of time.
Yeah.
Staff asked the guy to leave, which he did. He totally was fine and went and left for the day. But yeah, that was his punishment, leaving for just the day, which has some families uneasy.
I don't agree with that because I fear he's a danger to the population.
Now, the library says they didn't notify police because no staff member saw any of the naked pictures or the man allegedly taking these pictures. It's also unclear to them whether these alleged naked pictures were of adults or of children.
Right now, I think they're doing what they can do. They did what they could do for today. So if there's a child that's concerned and obviously went to their parent and was either fearful for their safety or something like that, I think the library acted justly.
Now, police sent 13 News Now a statement on this saying that they had received a third-party call reporting an incident, but according to their report, the initial complaint did not want the police involved. So that's confusing.
That's very confusing.
Why do you call police if you don't want the police involved? I don't know.
Yeah.
But they went on to say, this looks like it's going to be the library's matter. Quote, I won't have additional details until I can track down the officer who took the third party report over the phone. Now, technically, the library is public property, so it would not be illegal for someone to just take pictures in the library.
Yeah.
But I'm still assuming that technically you'd be in trouble for beating this dude's ass if he was taking pictures of your kids
in the library. You would get in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
So, but is it okay to look at naked pictures at the library?
Well,
I'm unclear on this part.
In the kids section, I mean, how far does it go?
Like, I don't know. You know, it's interesting because as a society, we've determined that whenever there's something involving children, we do the safe thing first.
Mm-hmm.
You call somebody and say, hey, I think I hear my neighbors beating their kids. Oh, they go right over there.
Yeah.
They go right over there.
Oh,
they can remove kids from your home, and you have to prove you didn't beat them, in a sense, to get them back. So where kids are concerned, we've already made the determination that it's okay to do what's safe for them first,
right,
and then figure it out. So looking at naked pictures in the kids' department, I think you get a talking to at the very least.
Yeah. I mean, they escorted
what are you doing?
Them out, but...
There's a, I don't know. I think I'm getting between the person and the kids.
Yes.
I will be blocking the pictures of children.
Yeah. We're going to keep a
Because there's no law against that.
Right.
I can stand where I would like to stand.
That's
right.
And
if it's right in front of your stupid camera, watch this. I'm the youngest of four brothers. I can hold my hand millimeters
not touching
from
you,
your
not
camera.
Touching you, not
and technically,
touching you.
I am not touching you.
Right. Yeah.
You will get the best pictures of like my fingers, obscured stuff. Yeah, that's what I got there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if he comes back.
I don't know, man. That's a real
problem.
That's a real weird deal.
Yeah, really.
Which library was this?
The Central Library, Town Center in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, it's down. Well, it's down the street. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's over by Lohman's. Actually, it's right across from Lohman's Plaza.
Wasn't that the Mayor Obendorf?
It's the Mayor Myra Obendorf Library. Yeah.
I thought they named that after her. Well, over in Norfolk, usually you see funny sayings on church signs, but there's a sign for a gun shop on Tidewater Drive that has a pretty weird phrase on it. 10 on Your Side covered the story after some people in the area were a little confused.
They started laughing because it says on Mom's grave. That means, I looked it up, but I couldn't find anything. Is it a politician? I mean, who is this person?
The marquee reads, on Mom's grave. He still owes me $1,155.
Yeah.
Now, the gun and tackle shop's owner, Ron Hess, said that the sign is for real. A longtime customer and friend came into his shop in the summer of 2015, asked him for money, swearing on his mom's grave that he would pay Ron back. So Ron gave him $1,140.
He raised his hand and he said, on my mom's grave, before the end of the summer, I will pay you back. He really owes me $1,140, but I didn't have $40 to put up there, so I used two fives. A little interest, maybe. $15.
He never came back to pay Ron back the money that he had specifically borrowed to cover his mortgage, and the sign went up. It's been there for 7 months now, which Ron said is supposed to be a little bit funny, but also very serious. He called it public shaming, which is why 10 on Your Side didn't include the guy's name from the sign.
Yeah, we need to say that the man's name is on the sign.
Yeah, Ron put the dude's name up on the marquee, but 10 on Your Side blurted out in all the pictures that they shared and didn't even include it in the report. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So in the initial part of the story, you said he owes me. It actually says the man's name owes me this much money. And they blurred the guy's name out on the sign. So they're calling him out by name.
Yeah, exactly. Ron said when the dude pays him back.
And when he pays me back, I'll take the sign down.
Until then?
It'll stay up there.
Bitch better have my money. Till then, shame.
Shame is
shame
rat.
On he.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. About who owes you money? How much money you owed right now? If everybody paid you back what they owed you.
All right.
Yeah. Would you be flush? Yeah.
Would you put up a sign?
To get your money back?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? People don't seem to have any problem taking the loan and then not paying it back.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so suck it.
Mm-hmm. No, hey, yeah, that's a good point.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes there's no recourse. Wait. I'm supposed to feel bad for a guy that on his mother's grave borrowed $1,100?
Yeah, two summers
ago. And then didn't pay it back?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't feel bad. Have at it, man.
I like that he didn't have the four and the zero. So what do I got? What's the next? I got two fives. All right, throw the two fives out there.
He still had two fives. The guy didn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Boom. No word on where this guy went. He said that he would see him. It was a longtime customer and friend that he would see every 5 months, 5-6 months or so. That
Which
was
is why he agreed to lend him some money, because they had built up a trust. Now he's just gone.
Yeah, but if it's
you get played?
If it's your friend that you only see like twice a year, like $1,000 is a lot of
money. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, to give somebody that I only see or talk to twice a year.
Yeah, hard to say.
Yeah.
Was he functioning as a pawn shop at that point? I mean, you know, are there more details than we know about? Because, it doesn't sound like it was secured with anything, so that wouldn't be the case.
Yeah. Secured with mom's grave.
My mom's grave, I'll pay you back. Yep. Never see you again.
Yep. Yeah. Out of here.
Scam.
Meep, meep. Gone.
Bye.
Finally, this in the news today. Pick up trash, get free weed.
Bring us back the full trash bag, and we give them a gift of cannabis. It turned out incredible that the people that came and helped clean the community, special people, you know, they were so happy to do it.
Yeah, a medical marijuana businessman in Maine offered up free weed for trash in a program to encourage residents to help clean up their city. Dennis Meehan is his name. He's the owner of Summit Medical Marijuana. He offered residents who collected trash this past Saturday a free baggie of marijuana. He said that anyone who is over the age of 21 was offered the free pot if they presented a bag of trash that was collected in town. His company advertised the cleanup effort on Facebook. He says he hopes to expand with what he called the Day of Service program. He wants the entire state of Maine to be a part of it. He said the program is about bringing awareness to the life-changing nature of cannabis as well. Well, gifting marijuana totally legal in Maine. You can gift it. He said that Gardner, that's a town that they're living in, is one of the towns considering a moratorium on the sale of recreational marijuana before the statewide moratorium is approved. He said that he made sure his customers were 21 before giving them their prize weed. He said he got the idea for the swap from a Colorado town's similar program.
Wow. You really think, well, I guess you give them the weed when you're done, because they're not going to want to pick up trash after you give them the weed.
And it looked like they made him go in and get like a special bag.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because I'm showing up with a garbage bag full of my own trash.
Right.
And I said, where's my free weed?
Yeah. Seriously, been at this all day.
You know?
Nothing but White Castle wrappers and popsicle sticks.
Right. Yeah, huh?
Something like that. Mac and cheese boxes.
Funyun bags.
They're all the same.
DiGiorno boxes.
I picked this up. Exactly.
That's it.
What part of town were you guys cleaning up?
Oh, man.
They cleaned up Gardner.
Now give me my free weed. He said he knows giving out free stuff is not a good business model.
No, not usually.
It's a good city model. Mm. So he's doing what he can for his city and spreading the positive side of weed.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
There you go. More weed eco, not eco, but economic. Weed economics. There you go.
Yeah. Do you know that like a thousand things of hemp can make all the paper that all the trees in the world can make?
Don't you love that?
I heard
that.
I know.
Yeah. And you know, it makes the softest clothing. Right. Not really. But it does make good rope.
Yeah,
that's gotta like that.
Our presidents grew hemp.
Hey, yes.
Yeah,
that makes it
so. Forefathers.
Country was founded on hemp.
They used to also take a pinch of arsenic. You want to do that too? Why do you think you're so pasty?
Pass.
Yeah, a little. You're fine. No, you're totally good. Yeah, good. Totally good.